Hello, my brothers and my sisters. So nice to talk to you. And just to clarify something first, the people who do filmation and do cameras and all that tells us that a camera actually add 10 pounds to your weight. So just to clarify, I have like 3 or 4 cameras pointing at me right now. So if you see me so big, it's because that, not because I'm fat. It's just a joke. But I like to start with a prayer. Our God, loving Father, we thank you for the blessings, the care you have for us. Thank you because you always provide us with encouragement, with a clear path that to know where we're going and what is our finality. We're waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ. We feel and we know that He's coming soon for us. And we trust that when He comes, we will see Him and we will be with Him forever, for eternity. No more to be separated from Him. We thank you. Now we commend this little time that we can read the scriptures and you can encourage us to be more bold to preach the gospel to others that need to hear the message of salvation. We thank you. We asking you for help in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and in His precious name we pray. Amen. Well, I have opened my Bible in the book of Romans on chapter 10. And I like to read some verses starting in verse 11 of Romans chapter 10, verse 11. For the scriptures say, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And after that, the apostle Paul asked some questions. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, my brothers and my sisters, we live in exceptional times. We live in times of bad news. You only need to turn on of the radio and everybody, everywhere is speaking about what is going on in the world right now. And looks like every single news we hear is bad news. We hear bad news from all around the world. How many people is dying? How many people is getting sick? Not only around the world, but here in this country. And we see the streets desolated in New York, in many other places of this United States. And looks like everywhere we turn is bad news. But, you know, we have in our hands the good news. The good news of the scripture. The good news of the gospel of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity right now. God is giving us an opportunity to be bold and go out. And maybe through the phone, maybe through the media, maybe in a different ways to preach the gospel to those who need the gospel. Because you know, people is dying. And I only not speaking about this virus that is killing people because it's true. What is going on right now is killing people. But people die all the time also. And many times that people who die without the Lord Jesus Christ. So God, our Lord, is giving us an opportunity to go and give the message of hope, the message of light, the message of truth. The Lord Jesus Christ say, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And it's no other message. And you and me, we have that message. Christians are the only ones who have the message of salvation. It's no other people in the world who can give that message. Only the Christians. Only the ones who has been redeemed, who has the truth, can go out and tell the people, you need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to believe in Him. Because if you pass through this life to the next, without the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be lost forever. And only you and me that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ have that message. We have that cure for that very contagious plague that is sin. The scripture tells us that all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. And the pay of sin is death. And death speaks about the separation, eternal separation from God. So we need to be encouraged, my brother and my sister, to go and tell the people about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the one who is only the truth, about the one who is the life. And is no other truth, is no other way, is no other light but the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to tell them that the Lord loves them. The Lord cares for them. And He wants to save them. You and me have that message. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, do the work of the evangelist. And he's telling us to us too. Let's go and do the work of the evangelist. The government is telling us that we need to maintain separation, social distancing, and we need to obey. But we have different methods. We have different ways to go out through our phones, through our cameras, and preach the gospel. And I'm grateful for my brothers, my sisters, all those who are using this media to share the hope we have in Christ and how many people we can reach. And you have that same, maybe a cell phone, maybe a camera, maybe an iPad or computer, where you can send a message to your co-workers. You can send a message to your friends, and you can send a message to those that need to hear the gospel of salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. So my brother, my sister, I encourage you. Go do the work of the evangelist. Go do the work of the evangelist. Go do the work of the evangelist. God bless you. We love you. And we pray that soon we can meet again together. Not through our phones, not through our cameras, but together in person. And we can embrace us and hug us and love We send our love from my family to your families. And what a great opportunity we have, my brothers, to go and do the work of the evangelists. God bless you.